Hey, good morning, everybody. Tomorrow's daf. The daf we're learning today, Be'ez Hashem, is getting daf samach ches. We are holding on daf samach ches amid beis. We are about to begin the sugyas relating to refuos in Shas. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and Arv's wife and children, and Lila Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom, also sponsored by Chani and J.J. Hornblass and family in memory of J.J.'s father, Jerome Hornblass, the Chronon of Racha, and Shem Shav and Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So as I mentioned, what we're going to discuss today is exclusively various refuos for various machlos. You should do a little extra Talmud Torah a little bit later today. According to some, you're not yet to the Mitzvah Talmud Torah for the next 40 minutes for some way. You should do a little extra Talmud Torah for today. Rav Shechter holds you allowed to make a siyum and eat meat during the 9 days if you skip this daf on Maseches Gittin. So, okay, not everyone holds that way, but anyway, so we're going to try to incorporate whatever we can into it, but a little bit about refuos in Shas in general, that there are three basic types of refuos that you find in Shas. You have what seems like conventional medicine for the time, and that's most of what we're going to have in these dapim, and then you have refuos that are more of a skula, that doesn't have any sort of hesber al pi derech hateva, and it's some sort of soda shem li reyav, and based on emunas chachamim, they do these kinds of skulos, like a kameya or something like that, so it has some sort of capacity to heal in a spiritual sense. And then there's a lachash. A lachash is also like a skula type of thing, but it's done by being lochish, by saying some sort of incantation or something that doesn't really have any pashut pshat, any simple understanding of it, but some sort of sod that it works. So most of what we're going to learn about are in that first category of just direct refuos. That's what many of the Rishonim understand, is that Chazal were using the refuos that were best known to them at their time, and therefore nowadays, Rav Ben Aramim writes that if a person tries to use the refuos that we find in Shas, so Dom of Barosho, he has his own blood on his head for doing that. We have made significant advances in medicine since the times of Chazal, and therefore we're just like the way to model ourselves after Chazal is just as they used the most up to date refuos of their time. So we're supposed to use the most up to date refuos of our time, and we're supposed to take advantage of whatever medical science has to offer. So with that background, Afal Pikein, let's discuss some of these refuos. So the Dhamma Duresha, for a person who has a massive headache because of extra blood that's gathering in his head, Laiti Shravina, you should take a type of cedar wood, Uvina and Arava, Va'asadara, and a moist Hadas, Vizesa, and Olive, Vichilfa, and a certain type of branch from a tree, v'chilfi diyama, and a certain type of spice that shibolus ner, that's made from that looks like stalks of flax, v'yivla, and a certain type of herb, v'lishlukinu ba'at di'adadi, and you should cook them all together, v'lintal tlas mea kasi ha'haigi sederesha, utlas mea kasi ha'haigi sederesha, and you should pour 300 kosos of it on one side of his head and 300 cups of it on the other side of his head, v'ilo, but if he's not able to do that, so lighti varde chivra dekay bechadara, he should take a white rose that whose leaves grow on only one side, velishlake, and he should cook it, slow cook it, velintel shitin kasiya haigi sedresha, shitin kasiya haigi sedresha, and put 60 kosos of that cooked white rose on one side of his head, and 60 cups of that cooked white rose on the other side of his head. Litzalichta, if he has a headache on half of his head, lighti tarnagola bra, he should take a wild tarnagol, the duchifas, v'lishchate, which we learned about yesterday. The duchifas was the one that was given by the Tsar of the Yam, was given the Shamir to look after, and then didn't do his job, and then killed himself. So that type of bird, v'lishchate bezuza chivra, and he should shecht it with a silver coin, and hu gisa dekayevle, and he should do it in such a way that the blood will flow out on the side of his head that's hurting him, because only one side of it, that's where the ailment we're talking about is a half a headache, that only half of his head is aching. And you should be careful that the blood shouldn't blind his eyes. And you should hang the tarnagol, the shechted tarnagol, on the doorway of his house. So every time he comes in or out of the house, he'll brush up against that shechted tarnagol. For some type of eye ailment, like the akrava de shav chumri, you should bring a scorpion that has seven colors because it's an aging scorpion. The refuah that we're describing over here, Tosas asks the kasha that the Gemara in Bechoros Daf Lamed Ches counts this mum as what as a mum kavua that passes a bechor behema. The halach is that a bechor behema has kedusha unless it has a mum kavua. So you need to, one of the smichas they used to give, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, is they would give like yara yara. They would say yara, can I paskin? Yeah, yara, you can paskin this of a heter. Yadin, can I be dan dine mamas? Yadin, yater becharos. Do I have smicha to paskin on becharos that they have a mum kavua? Yater becharos. Those are the three types of smicha. Yara yara, yarin yarin, and yater yater. Those are the three. So yater becharos is to be able to determine that it has a mum kavua, so that you know that you could shecht it and eat it normally. So the bechor that one of the mum and kavuin is this. So it doesn't sound like it has a refuah, Tosas asks, and yet our Gemara is suggesting a refuah for something like this. So Tosas suggests that it's not a mum over in the sense that it's not over me'elav. It will not heal itself. And it's not an easy cure. It's something that is somewhat involved, as we're about to see, to cure it. And therefore, that's considered a mum kavua. Mum kavua doesn't have to mean that there's no refuah. It means that it will not naturally heal and will not easily heal. That's enough to make it a mum kavua. Furthermore, Tosa says that the refuahs that we have over here only help if you catch it early, if it's still early in the illness. But once the illness has been there for a while, so then these refuahs are not going to help. So it is a mum kavua if the animal has had that mum for a while. Achronim have different approaches. The Rashash says, on an animal to mum kavua, we're talking about if a person has it. So for a person could be healed from these things, but maybe an animal cannot be healed from these things. You can't always be able to tell what's going to work on a person based on research that's only been done on lab rats or things like that. So anyway, for this brukti, for this type of illness of the eye, you bring this seven-colored scorpion, v'niyabshe betula, and you dry it out in the shade, not in the sun. V'nishchok tarte mansel kuchla v'chada mansel, and you grind up two portions of kol, which is the type of eye makeup that women would wear, and one portion, meaning two-thirds kol, and one-third should be from this akrav, that this spotted akrav, or this colored akrav, in a way that it's a two-third, one-third ratio. V'limli tosa mikhali b'hai eino, tosa mikhali b'hai eino. You should put three small portions of using a makhol, which is the stick that they would use to apply the eye makeup on one eye, and three placements of it on the other eye. Tfeilo limli, but more than that, you shouldn't put in the eye. Dilo paka ene, because it's going to cause the eye to be dislodged from its place because it's such a strong medication. So you have to be careful not to overuse it. Like many medications, if you use it in the right measure, it's very helpful. If you overdose on it, so it could be extremely, extremely harmful. Lishviri delila, for a person who has night blindness, nighty shudra barka, he should bring a rope that's made out of the hair of an animal and the tail of a horse and a cow, and he should tie one end of that rope on his leg, and the other end of the rope he should tie to a dog, and he should have children that bang pottery behind it, and they should say this lachash, you old dog and crazy Tarnagal. And afterwards, he should gather together seven pieces of meat from seven homes, and they should put that meat at the pivot of the door of their homes, and they should eat those pieces of meat in the dumpsters of the city, and afterwards they should untie the rope, and the people should say, shavriri deploni Braplanisa, Shevkinu Luploni Braplanisa, Vilecharu Lakalba Bivisa de Ene. That this blindness that this Ploni Ben Ploni has should leave Ploni Ben Ploni and instead should go to the dog in his eye. Lishviridi, so that's for night blindness. Now, Lishviridi Mama, for daytime blindness, Laiti Shiva Sumki Manva de Chevasa, he should bring seven spleens from different animals, Vinitvinu Achaspa de Umna, and he should roast them them on a kli cheres that was used by a bloodletter, so it's disgusting. It's got blood all over it. V'leisiv iu migavai, and he should sit inside the house. V'nishachrinu me'abrai, and someone else who has healthy eyes should sit outside of the house. V'nemelei avira havli de'echel, and the blind person should say, "Give me from some of those spleens that I can eat from them." V'nemelei heich psichasav echel. And the healthy person whose eyes are open should say, "Kasit," and eat. So, and after they eat, they should break the kli cheres, and by doing that, the guy will become healthy. Because if they don't do that, if they don't break the kli cheres afterwards, he may be healthy for a moment, but then it's going to come right back, and he's going to have the daytime blindness all over again. For the blood that flows from a person's nose, meaning he has incessant nose bleeding, so lighty gavra kohen dishmei Levi. He should find a man who is a kohen whose name is Levi. V'lichtov le'Levi l'mafreya, and he should write the word Levi backwards, meaning he should write yud vav lamed, and that's a refuah. It's not a lachash like the Gemara says, like one of the other lachshim, because then Rashi should have said that it's a lachash. He says by the other things, he says that it's a lachash. So also the Marshal says that this is a segula that's yesh bo sod or something like that. It's not just a regular lachash. V'lo, and if he doesn't find a kohen whose name is Levi, that's how the Marshal explains that that there are a lot of the refuahs that we're going to have where we say refuah and then we say v'ilo. So what do you mean v'ilo? So the Marshal says it can't mean if it doesn't work, because you'll notice that that it goes down for, the Gemara, if it was about it not working, the Gemara should always start with the easiest thing to do and then work its way up, right? Meaning try the thing that's easiest, and if the easiest thing doesn't work, v'ilo, if that doesn't work, then try the hardest thing. But it doesn't go in that direction. It starts often with the hardest thing to do and goes in the other direction, goes to easier. So probably it's not about if it doesn't work, it's that if you don't have it accessible to you. So the hardest thing is the most effective of the refuahs, and that's what you should really try. But if that's not accessible to you, so then we'll try something else. So v'ilo means that if you can't find a kohen whose name is Levi, so laiti inish me'alma v'nichtav lei, you should bring a stam person from the shuk, and you should write for him, ana papi shila bar sumki l'mafreya. You should write that phrase, ana papi shila bar sumki, backwards, and that's a type of lachash. V'ilo, and if you can't find someone from the shuk, nichtav lei hachi, then you should write for yourself, tam deli b'mei kesef, tam deli b'mei pegam, v'ilo. And if you don't do that, there's another way to achieve the refuah. Laiti ikra di ispasta. You bring a root of a shachas, a certain type of animal fodder, va'ashla dupurya atika, and a strap from an old bed, v'kurtisa, and soft paper, umarika, and saffron, v'sumka dululiva, and the red part of a lulav, v'neklinu ba'adi adadi, and you burn all of those ingredients together, v'laiti kvavada amra v'nigdotarti psilta, and you bring a... oh, my Zoom went out. Okay, and you bring a clump of wool, and you make two wicks out of it. V'lit mishpachala, and you soak it in vinegar. V'nigdal b'kimta hadein v'nesav b'nechire, and you roll those wicks in this ash of this mixture that you had burnt until the ash attaches itself to those wicks. V'ilo, and if you don't do that, there's another option of a refuah, and that is lechse amas. Okay, sorry to the Zoomers. I think we're back. And if that doesn't work, lechzi amas hamayim da'azos mimizrach klapei mariv. You should see an amas hamayim that flows from east to west. V'nifsa v'nekum chad kara lahaygisa v'chad kara lahaygisa. And you should put one leg on one side and one leg on the other side of the of that amas hamayim, of that water. V'nishkol tina biyade diyamina mitusei kara dismalei or biyade dismalei mitusei kara diyamine. You should bend down and take some mud from underneath your left foot with your right hand, and bend down in the other direction. Zoom keeps going out, I feel bad. And take from, maybe better to someone else's Zoom. And take with your left hand from the mud underneath your right foot. Thank you very much. Okay, sorry about that, everybody. Right, try someone else's phone. It's an iPhone, better than an Android. Okay. All right, so right? Yeah, we're good. Okay. Yeah, I think I'm not muted. Good. Okay. So we should. So you should take a little mud from underneath your left foot with your right hand, from underneath your right foot with your left hand. V'nigdol tarti psilta ta'amra, and you should make two wicks of wool. V'nit mishpatina, and you should soak them in the mud. V'nesu b'nechira, and you should put that in your nose, because again, this is all to cure nosebleeds. So it makes sense that you put it in your nose. The rest of it may not make sense, but they're putting it in the nose. V'ilal. And if you don't do that, refuah leitiv tusei marzava, you should sit underneath a spout of water. V'naisi maya v'lishtu alei, and water will come and fall over the person. V'leimru, and you should say ki echi depaski hani maya livsog dami deplanya bar polanisa, that just like this water has stopped from flowing from this spout, so too the flow of blood should stop from me. Le dama da asi mipuma, for blood that comes out of a person's mouth, but kinele begila dechitza, they check using a straw of wheat. Isarich, if the blood attaches itself to the piece of straw, mireya kaasi, then you know that it comes from the lungs. Vi isle takanta, and therefore that's curable. Vi ilo, but if it doesn't attach itself to the straw, mekavda kaasi, then it comes from the liver. Vilesle takanta, and it's not something that is curable. So amalei ravasi Rav Ami l'Ravashi, Rav Ami said to Ravashi, Va'anan ipchatanan. But we learned in Maseches Chulin, when we go through the 18 trefos that will trefe up a behema, that will make an animal a trefa, we learned the exact opposite. That nita l'kavet v'l'nishtayir emenekulum, that if the liver is taken and out of the animal, and you don't have any amount of the liver left, hareya shenikva, or if you have a lung that is punctured, osha chasra, or is missing a little bit, so those are enough to make the animal a trefa. So what makes the animal a trefa as far as the liver is concerned? If the liver is entirely removed from the animal. And what makes an animal a trefa as far as the lung is concerned? A little hole, a little something, a little chaser. So you see that as far as the liver is concerned, it takes a lot more to ruin the animal by a liver problem than it does by a lung problem. And yet over here we're saying that liver problems are more severe than lung problems. We're saying that if the blood comes from the liver, then the guy's got no chance. But if it comes from the lung, then he does have a chance. So which is it? Are liver problems more or less severe than lung problems? So answers the Gemara, Amar Lei, Sravashi said, Sravami, Kivin de Mipume Kasi, Emar Tmuchi Itmach. Now the way that this illness is expressing itself is by blood coming out of the mouth. So it's working its way up from either the liver or the lungs and coming out through the mouth. So since it's coming all the way from the liver through the lung area through the mouth, so then you know that the liver has completely disintegrated and there's nothing left of the liver, and that's why the person knows that there has no chance. But if it's just coming from the lungs, so the lungs are still somewhat intact, and therefore the person is still able to have a refuah. So the Gemara says, Amar Mar, Imireya Kasi, we had just said that if it comes from the lung, Isle Takanta, then the person can still be healed. So my Takante, what is the way to heal it? So Leiti Shiva Kune Mi Pirma De Silka, he should take seven fistfuls of sliced beets, Vishiva Kune Pirma De Karti, and seven fistfuls of sliced leeks, Vichamisha Kune Preda, and seven fistfuls of a certain herb called Preda, Utlasa Kune De Talpachi, and three fistfuls of lentils, Vikuna De Kamona, and a fistful of cumin, Vikuna De Chavle, and a fistful of some sort of greenery, ukenegdan, and corresponding to all of that, the same amount, kanta petirta, he should take fats of the innards of a firstborn animal in the same quantity of all the other items that we just mentioned put together, v'liv shavlelechel, and he should cook it all together, and he should eat it, v'lishti abasrei, and then after that he should drink shichur harifa de tavas, he should drink a sharp beer from the most the best and the finest sharp beer. L'chacha, for teeth problems, another refuah. Amarad barafuna, laiti tuma yichida, you should bring a single clove of garlic, v'nimsrei b'mshicho milcha, and you should grind it with oil and with salt. And you should put it on the fingernail of the hand of that side of the, that hurts him, meaning the whatever side of his mouth hurts him. So on the thumbnail of that hand, he should put this side this mixture on. But he should first make a doughy ring around it so that it doesn't touch his flesh directly. He doesn't touch his flesh, it only touches the nail. He has to be very careful that it not touches flesh, because that's going to be bad for tzara'as. That's likely to lead him to have tzara'as. Okay, if a person has tonsillitis, Rabbi Yochanan says, here's what you do. Chumsei, leaves of some sort of plant called a chumsei that will help for this illness. Kimamru, which is similar to a certain type of ace of a certain type of herb called mamru, the ikara du chumsi, but the shoresh of this chumsi is adif mi mamru, is better than the mamru plant. So v'nintkot pepume hanid leukme, and they should put it by the mouth to stop the swelling. Levashule, if he has some sort of abscess or some sort of boil, in order that the moisture should gather in one place so that you could pop it and drain it. Lysi party deresh nafya. He should bring that which is at the top of a nafa the top of the sieve when they sift out the flour. Mitlapchi ba'afrayu and adashim with the dirt of the lentils from the time that you detach it from the ground. So there's whenever you detach anything from the ground, there's some dirt attached to it. So he wants the lentils with the dirt. Vishav Lita and a certain type of a plant called the tiltan, the chumrasa de kashusa, and the blossom of a hop. Veninkot kamguza bepume, and he should put it in his mouth in the size of an egos. Leiftuche, in order to open up abscesses and boils and to remove the to drain it. Limpach lechavre tachli chivarta begili dechitza. His friend should blow a white cress into his throat using a hollow straw, meaning they should stick one end of the straw into his mouth all the way to the base hablia, and the other end of the straw they should stick some of this white cress into it, and a friend should blow on the other end of the straw to send it straight into that area of his throat where he has this ailment. Lasuke, in order to get the flesh from that place where the boils have now been drained, laiti afra mitula to base hakisei, you should bring dirt that's found underneath the shade of the stones of the base hakisei, v'nigbal beduv shavinechol demalidei, and you should mix it with dirt, the dirt with honey, and they should eat it, and that will be good for the to cure that basar. Lebarsam, for refuah of a choli that comes from something that happens in his head that flows out of the nose, lighti ki pistica. He should bring a fruit that grows on a pistica tree. The nishtar from a type of medicine that's called nishtar, the chiam guza, and the shear of an egos, the chalbanisa duv shenisa, of sweet chalbana, umale tarvada duv shel chivra, and a spoonful of white honey, umale natla bas mechuzo chamer nikida, and a revius size kli from the city of Mechuza, of clear wine, of not red wine, of white wine. And you should cook all those ingredients together. And when the nishtar gets cooked, then it's a simon that the rest of the ingredients got cooked, because that's the hardest one to be able to cook. And if he doesn't do that refuah, he should take a revius of the milk of a white goat, and he should drip the milk on three cabbage stalks, and he should cook and in a pot using a splinter of wood or a stick of wood that's called the meramchin. And when that stick of wood is cooked, then you know that all the other ingredients are cooked, because that's the slowest one to cook. And if you If he doesn't do that, leiti nafki de kalba chivra, he should take the tsoa of a white dog, the excrement of a white dog, v'nigval benatva, and he should mix it in some type of tavlin, v'kama de efshar nafka lo nechol. But if it's possible to have another refuah, better not to eat the tsoa of a dog, de mafrik, because it will cause his limbs to separate from each other. Legira, if he has some sort of heart problem, lighti gira delilta, he should bring a type of stone that's shaped like an arrow, vinifche, and he should turn it upside down, vinishte maya ilavi vinishte, and he should pour water over it and drink that water that pours over the stone. The ilon, if he doesn't do that, lighti mimaya di ishte minayu kalba belele, he should bring water that a dog had drunk from at night, but vinizdar migiluya, you should be careful that it shouldn't be water that was left exposed, because water that was left exposed is a problem of mayim megulim. The issue of mayim megulim appears in Shulchan Aruch in Yardeas and Kufta Zayin, where you have all the dvar masur mishum sakana. Shulchan Aruch has all these things that you're not allowed to do because of sakana, but by dafka by mayim megulim, the Shulchan Aruch says mashkim shenis galu asum chacham dechashin and shasa nachash meam, that the reason that you're not allowed to have a liquid that was left exposed overnight is because we're concerned that maybe a snake drank from it, and he put his venom into that snake, into that water rather. But now we don't live among snakes so much, so mutter, so then it's fine, you don't have to worry about it anymore. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. In Pisri Tshuva over there, he quotes from the Shlach HaKadosh, that even though the Shulchan Aruch is matir, mayim begulim bizmanenu, but shomer nafsho yirchak mizad, that a person who's very careful should try to stay away from such things. And he brings raya that we should be careful nowadays, because the Torah writes that for all dinim of the Torah quotes all of the dinim of Giloy, and he doesn't leave any of them out. And the Gra apparently also says that one should be very careful about Giloy. So apparently these are things that we're still concerned about. The Giluya, if a person drinks Mayim Migulim that a Nachash had put his venom in, Sa'an because of the Chamra Chaye, he should drink a Revius of undiluted wine. Lemursa, if a person has some sort of a boil on his skin, and you should drink a revius of mixed wine, ba'ala tulana, with a certain red plant that's called ahalus. Lepircha deliba, for a person who has a heart flutter, lighti tlas brushayasa de sa'ari, he should bring three chalos of barley, vinishtrinu be kamcha de lo avri lava arbon yomin, and he should soak them in kutach that's less than 40 days old, that was made less than 40 days ago, vinechel, and he should eat those chalos, vinishtia basrayu chamra marka, and after he should have diluted wine, he should drink diluted wine. So amle ravacha midifti the ravina vikolchkin to parach libe, that sounds like it's going to cause more of a heart flutter. So amle, so ravina said back to ravacha midifti, I was talking about if a person has a heavy heart, so you have to have this type of food that will that'll be good for the heart. The pircha deliba, but if he has a fluttery heart, so laiti tlas brushiyasa dechiti, he should bring three chalos of made out of wheat, v'nishtarina beduf shavnechel, and he should soak it in honey and eat it, v'nishtia basraya chamrachaya, and afterwards he should drink undiluted wine. Letzircha deliba, if he has a heartache, laiti tlas Beininya, he should bring three kibetzim of a certain type of tzemach that's called a ninya, ube asa de kamona, and a kibetza of kamon, ube asa de shumshmi, and a kibetza of shumshmin, of sesame, v'leichol, and he should eat them. L'cheiv mei, for stomach problems, leisei tlas mea pilpuli arichta, he should bring 300 tall peppercorns, v'kol yom, or long peppercorns, v'kol yom inishtei mea minayu b'chemra, and every day he should soak 100 of them. He should drink wine that was soaked. That had 100 of those peppercorns soaked in it. Ravin demin neresh. Ravin, who came from Neresh, avad le lebarte de Ravashi, prepared for the daughter of Ravashi mea v'chamshin mehani didan, 150 of these peppercorns that grow near us, that the itasya, and she was cured. cured through that. Lekirtza, for people who have stomach worms, and anpika de chamra, a revius of yayin, ba'atrufa da'ara, that's mixed with some type of leaf of a tree called an ara tree. Lekirtza de chivra, for white worms, leiti bizra galgila, you should bring a certain type of zera called a certain type of seed called a galgila, v'nitzayra b'shitzag, and you should tie it in a beged that's made out of cotton, v'nitayri b'mayim, and you should soak it in water and drink from that water. You should be careful not to swallow it together with the seed itself, together with the water, because if you're not careful about that, the strength of that seed is going to cause a hole in your stomach. Lemesar, if a person wants to stop diarrhea, he wants to harden his bowel movements, so sisin retiva b'maya, he should eat a certain type of asef called sisin while it's still wet, and he should have that together with water. Lemishra, if he's trying to have the opposite effect, that he wants to have a laxative, so yavishta b'maya, he should take sisin that are dry and have that with water. And simanach, the way to remember which one to take the dry one for and which one to take the wet one for, because it would make a big nafkamina if you take the wrong one, so that would be it's like taking a laxative if you already have diarrhea, not a good idea. So then eat a retiva de savinahara. That's the way to remember it, by saying a certain type of asif called itza that they would plug up a river with from flooding. So that's the same type of thing. That so too the moist one is what you would use to stop you from flooding out, so to speak. Letachla, if a person has a spleen that's swollen, leit yishav beni demaya, you should take 7 water leeches, v'niabshinu betulei, you should dry them in the shade, v'kol yom anishti tarti t'losa b'chamra, and every day you should drink 2 or 3 of them when they're soaked in wine. The kasha that bothers the Rishonim over here is that, or the Achronim at least, is that how can we allow you to have shratzim? It's also to have shratzim mayim are also us. So you take water leeches and you're drinking them. It's an isur midaraisa. The Gemara in Pesachim tells us Dav Chav Dalet and Beis Am Rabbi Yehuda Am Rabbi Yochanan Kol Yisurim Shabbatora Ein Lokan Aleim Ela Derech Achilasan. That those things that are Yisurei Achila, you only get Malkus if you eat them Biderech Achila. So Lemute, if you eat Chelev Chai, where it's Pater, because it's not normal to eat Chelev Chai. So something Shaloka Derech Achila, you're going to be Pater. So perhaps one would suggest over here that this is Shaloka Derech Achila, that for one who wanted to eat leech, this would not be the normal way to eat such a leech, and therefore it's not derech. The problem is when we say that you're pater when you eat shaloka derech, does that mean pater or mutter? Does that mean pater of aser? The Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuras paskins that you're pater malchus, but it's still aser. According to the Magen Mishnah, and the Lecha Mishnah, it's nisum midaraisa, it's nisum min haTorah, so it's pater but aser min haTorah. Mishnah LeMelech, however, understands that it's only a losa seminator if you have it kederach hanaso, and therefore, since it's only midrabban when you have it shalom kederach hanaso, so it's mutter for a chola sheba sakana. So since we're talking about a chola over here, and this is to treat an illness, and it's shalom kederach achila, so shalom kederach achila for a chola sheba sakana, we're going to be matir having these leeches. Okay, the ilo, and if a person doesn't do such a refuah, laiti tachla ditziparte delo iftach, he should bring the spleen of a goat that never gave birth, v'nitachi tanura, and he should fry it in the oven. V'noki lahadei, and he should stand across from the oven. V'neima, and he should say ki echud yavish hay tachli niyavish tachli deploni bar plonisa, that just like this spleen has dried out, so too the swelling of my spleen should also dry out. V'ilo, and if that doesn't work, he doesn't have an oven. Nitachi beni urve de besachadta, he should put the spleens in rows between the wall, the stones of the wall of a new house, and let it dry there, v'neimach, and he should say the same incantation. V'lo, and if he doesn't do that, livki shichva d'shachar b'shabata, he should find a dead body of someone who died on Shabbos, v'nishkale liyadei, and he should take the hand of that dead person, v'nosva atachle, and he should put that hand on the place of the spleen of the person who was sick, v'neima, and he should say ki yechid yavish hayada niyabish tachle deploni bar plonisa, that just like the hand of this deceased person is dried out, so too the spleen of this of the person who's suffering from this ailment should also dry out. So the Achronim raised the question that there is a halacha in Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Chavtes, where you learn from Gzeiros HaKasuv that a mace is asur b'hana'a. So how could you say over here that for a refuah you're allowed to take the hand of a dead person and use that as part of your refuah? You're not allowed to use dead people. Mace is asur b'hana'a. So in the Tshuvas Bar Moshe, Simulin Beis, he suggests that this refuah is not kederech hana'asan, because that's not the way you would normally get hana'a from the bone of a body, of a dead body, and therefore it's not considered to be an isra hana'a. In the Masifta over here, he quotes an Eshel Avram, not sure which Eshel Avram it is. It's not the Eshel Avram Yibachach, nor is it the Prima Gadim. So he quotes some other Sefer Eshel Avram that says that it's talking about a Meis Ovid Kochavim, and a Meis Ovid Kochavim is Mutar Bahana. But that's already machlokas. The Shita of the Rashba is that the Mesa Ovid Kochavim is also Asur Bahana, and that's Shita of the Mishnah Melech as well. So it's not so pashut that that's true. Another issue over here is, you know, this is if a person, this is a suggested reform for a person. Let's say the person that's sick happens to be a Kohen. So what does he do? You know, is he allowed to do such a refuah of taking the hand of a dead body and putting it on his spleen and saying this incantation? So in the Chassam Sofer, in the Tshuva Yerdeis, in Shin Lamates, he talks about a Kohen who has a Choli, that the refuah is Derech Segula by touching the hand of a dead Akum. And in the Chassam Sofer's Mechriya, that if the Kohen is going to have Tumas Meis from some other source, that there is some Rishonim that hold that there's no further Isra of Tumah Midaraisa on that very same day. So with a tziruf of different shitos, that there's no Isra of Maga Meis Akum, that there's such a shita, so he could do this refuah if he anyway became Tameh that day, by being mitzarif these different shitos, that there's no being most of Tumah al-Tumaso, and maybe it's only Meis Akum. So that's what the Chassam Sofer suggests. V'ilo, and if you can't do that, Naisi B'nisa, you should bring a fish, V'nitavya B'nafcha, and you should roast it on coals that are in the blacksmith shop, v'nechli b'mayid b'nafcha, and you should soak it, that fish, in the water that they would use to put out the fires in the blacksmith shop, the coals, v'nishti b'mayid b'nafcha, and you should drink from that water that he just put that fish in. Ha'iz adav shasya mayid b'nafcha, there was a goat that once drank from those waters from the blacksmith shop, ishtachit v'lo ishtakach le'tachla. When they shechted that goat, they found that it didn't even have a spleen left. So apparently it does a really good job of drying up the spleen to the extent that it made the goat's spleen disappear. V'ilov, and if he doesn't have these refuos that we mentioned, lifta chavisa dechamr l'shmei, they should open up a barrel of wine, and he should just drink a lot of really good wine, because really good wine is good at curing illness. So amalei ravacha breid rava l'ravashi, ravacha breid rava says, ravashi, yisli chavisa dechamr. If the guy is such a rich guy that he's got good wine, lo asi l'kami demari, he doesn't need a doctor, because wine cures all illnesses anyway. Rather, what you should do is make sure you have a good breakfast, because a good breakfast is good for the whole body. That's what the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Zayin, talks about. Says that there are 83 illnesses that relate to the Mara, and all of them pas shachris b'melech v'kitan shalmayim v'taltan. That having proper pas shachris, having a bagel in the morning, is will cure all of those illnesses. That's where we got the idea of bagels. But Lerushchasa, for a person who has some sort of digestive issue, Laiti, he should take Akika v'Ivala v'Aspricha v'Umartacha, these different parts of when they mine silver and different pieces of dirt and things around it and minerals, v'chumrasa de pilon, and a small kli that's made out of silver or gold that women would hang around their neck, and they would put some type of oil with perfume in it called pilon, v'shiafa de chamisa, and the tsoa of yonim, v'ninkat, and he should take all of these different things, b'shachki de kitna b'kaita, in worn out cold flax clothing, and if it's in the summertime, uda amar gufna besitva. But if it's in the wintertime, he should take wool clothing and wrap it v'ilo. And if he doesn't do that, lishti shichra marka, he should drink beer that's diluted with water. Lishigrona, if he has shigrona, some type of stomach ailment, laiti pasya demunini, he should bring a kli full of fish brine, of small fish, v'nigare shitin zimni aha mi tachte, and he should roll 60 times on the on his stomach. Vishitin zimni aha mi tachte, and 60 times on one leg, 60 times on one thigh, and 60 times on the other thigh. Litzimrisa for some sort of growth that happens on the male aver and prevents a person, not a growth, but I think it sounds like a kidney stone, something that blocks urination. So nesi tlasnut fiyasa mishka de kufra, he should bring 300 drops of the psolus of zephes that's called itran, utlasnut fiyasa itra de karti, and he should take 300 drops that's squeezed out of a vegetable called of leeks, utlasnut fiyasa de chamra nikida, and 3 drops of clear wine, velishtilein, from that mixture, velishtilein liish ba'ama, they should put it on the male aver, liisha, for a woman, ba'osamakam, and osamakam of such a woman, vilo, and if you don't do that, if you can't do that, laiti una dezika, he should bring a handle of a flask, velitilein, he should hang that handle, liish ba'ama, liisha ba'dadin, a male on his aver, and a woman on her breasts, vilo, laiti chuta dezorisa, and if he doesn't do that, he should bring a red string, the Shante Duma Bastuma, that was spun by a woman who is Chashran Znus, who's the daughter of also a woman who is Chashran Znus, Vilitli Le Ishbaama Li Ishbadad, and he should hang it on the same body parts. Vilo, and if he doesn't do that, Leitikina de Zachar Nekeva, he should take a louse off of a male and off of a female. It's not a male or female louse, the Marshal says, because they said the Gemara says that Kinam Arenim Parim Varavin, that they just come from Zaya, so we assume that there is no such thing as a male or female louse. So it means a lice from a man and a lice from a woman. The chimashtin, and then when he urinates, nishtin asisna yivishta bitzinor didasha. He should urinate on a dry bush, a dry thorn bush that's by the pivot of the doorway of your house. And you should be very careful about the stone once it comes out, and make sure to keep it to mildly lukuli tzimri, because it's very therapeutic. It will work for a lot of fevers and other types of illnesses. Okay, Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with more refuos, but the refuos do end in tomorrow's daf. So Amid Beis, we get back to the Gemaras. Okay, there's no one left on the Zoom. Everyone jumped ship a long time ago. Okay, everyone have a great day.